我们回到哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
How are you doing on the Colossians review? What does the word Colossus mean?
请你那个复习一下哥罗西书。你的复习到什么程度？哥罗西是什么意思？
Really big.
非常大。
What kind of a Christian are you?
那你是什么样的基督徒呢？
Okay, and if you're like me, you say too small.
如果你像我，我就会说太小了。
How would you get to be a big Christian, Harold?
你怎么样变成一个巨大的基督徒呢？
And the answer is, you get more and more and more of Jesus.
答案呢，是你得到更多、更多、更多、更多的主耶稣基督。
And when you get to be older like me, you become very distressed that you didn't in your life become larger for Jesus. Harold, you didn't get enough of Jesus.
那如果你到了我这样的年龄呢，就像我说 Harold, 我就非常悲伤，因为我并没有变得我应该有的那么大，我并没有得到我应该得到那么多的主耶稣。
So the book of Colossians gives us much great wisdom.As to how to be full of Jesus and how to be empty of self and sin.
所以呢，这个呢，哥罗西书给了我们很多的智慧，让我们怎么样倒空我们的罪，怎样让主耶稣基督充满。
And so we got down last time to chapter 3 and verse 17.
上次我们学到呢，哥罗西书第三章第十七节。
And now verses 18, 19, 20, and 21 talk about the relationships that we are to have in our families. How should the family interrelate one to the other?
第十八节、第十九节、第二十节、第二十节开始谈论我们在我们的家庭的关系。我们在我们的家庭内部之间互相应该有一个什么样的关系。
And so there are four very simple principles that are to apply in every family.
所以这里有四个非常简单的原则适用于每一个家庭。
Number one, verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands,As it is fit in the Lord.
第一个第十八节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。
So the wives simply say, "All right, Lord, I'm going to submit to my husband, and if he tells me what to do that the Lord would agree with, I am going to obey."
那个妻子。简单就是说好吧我就顺服我自己丈夫不管他说什么如果主认为是对的我就会顺服。
Now, if you're like me, you say, that is very simple.
如果你像我就会说这太简单了。
To understand.
也太简单而不能理解。
But it's not always simple to do.
但是并不是很简单的去做。
But that is God's summary of the responsibility of the wife to the husband. It's very simple. Wives, submit to your husbands as in the Lord.
这个呢是神定的一个非常简单的定理就是说你作为妻子你就顺服你丈夫这在主里是相宜。
Now the relationship of husbands to wives is also very simple.
所以呢，在丈夫和妻子的关系呢，也同样非常简单。
Husbands, love your wives, and don't be bitter against them.
丈夫爱你的妻子，不要苦待他们。
Sometimes I wonder what is meant by the line, don't be bitter against them. Do not be harsh with them, it says.
但是他读的是国王钦定版的，他那个是 bitter， 他是有时候他不很理解这个词，就是文安威用的是 harsh。
Why would you be harsh? Answer, probably because you become impatient and you don't have the restraint to truly love as the Lord Jesus loved.
因为什么这个时候有这个苦待呢，就是可能是因为有时候你失去了耐心，但是你并没有像主耶稣爱人那样去爱人。
The authorized version uses the phrase, don't be bitter. And that means don't allow things that were wrong in the past to cause you to get all upset and into trouble.
所以那个国安清这边讲的呢，就是不要苦待，苦待就是说不要让过去发生的事情来影响你现在去做的，不要让这过去的事影响你现在怎么去对他。
It would be easy for husbands to lose patience with their wives, to stop loving their wives because something from the past keeps on distressing them.
因为是对丈夫来说很容易的，就是说这个丈夫他停止去爱他的妻子，他失去了耐心，是因为过去发生的事情一直在他们的人生中一直在干扰着他们。
Now both of those are very simple.
所以这两个呢都是非常简单的。
They almost read as simple as the Ten Commandments.
所以这个跟十诫是一样的简单。
Have you noticed that the Ten Commandments are pretty simple? Thou shalt not steal.
所以你知道那个十诫里面是不是非常简单呢？不可偷盗。
That's simple. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
所以是非常简单，不可做假见证。
That's very simple. Thou shalt not kill.
非常简单，不可杀人。
And God's relationship with us is built on simple commandments, so our relationship with others are to be built on simple commandments.
所以神和我们之间的关系是建立在非常简单神给我们的诫命上面，在我们和其他人之间也是同样非常简单的诫命。
For children, it's also simple. Verse 20.
所以对孩子们来说也确实是非常简单。第二十节。
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
所以呢，你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Okay, that's pretty simple.
这个非常简单。
If your mommy asks you to do it, go and do it.
那个爸爸妈妈叫你做什么做。
Did your father say no? Then,Don't do it.
如果你爸爸说不要做，就不要做。
Now, what's the responsibility of parents, in particular fathers?
所以呢，在那个父亲双亲是什么样的职责呢？特别是父亲。
And that's verse 21. It says, "Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged."
第二句说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失去了志气。
Or, fathers, do not provoke your children. They might be discouraged if you're angry with them. Don't provoke them.
那个意思说呢，不要责备他们，不要责备他们，带着怒气责备他们， 这样的话呢，恐怕你们的儿女灰心。
Well, that's pretty simple too.
这也是非常简单的。
So you got the four fundamentals of family relationships, all very simple.
你现在呢，读到了四个家庭关系之间的基石，这个非常的简单。
Now, if you go to a Christian bookstore, or you look up Christian books online, what do you find?
所以如果你去一个基督徒的书店，或者你去找基督徒的书，在线上找，你会找到什么？
And you'll find many, many books on marriage relationships.
你会发现很多很多的书是关于写那个婚姻关系。
And you'll find many, many books on how to be a good parent.
你会找到很多很多的书关于告诉你怎么样成为一个好的家长。
And you go to the book of Colossians and you find four verses on the two subjects.
如果你来到哥罗西书，你会找到四个，就是四个简单的在这个所有的关系。
You say to yourself, doesn't God understand?
你跟你自己说，神他理解吗？
I got a big problem. Doesn't he understand?
现在我的问题很大啊，神知道吗？
So my question would be, why did he only give us four verses?
那我的问题是，为什么神只给了我们四节经文？
The answer is, he didn't just give us four verses. He gave us four chapters in Colossians.
答案是呢，他不是仅仅只给了我们四节，他在哥罗西书给了我们四章来告诉我们。
And if Jesus Christ rules in your heart so that you are a Colossus for Jesus, you're not going to have much problems in your family life.
所以呢，如果主耶稣主宰了你的内心世界，那么你就会变成一个巨大的基督徒，为了主耶稣，所以在你的家庭里不会有任何的问题。
But if your relationship with Jesus is small, you'll never have a happy family life.
所以呢，如果你跟主耶稣基督的关系非常微小，那你就没有任何的幸福的家庭。
The theology is very powerful. You must have Jesus right in your life, and then your family life can be strong.
所以呢，这个神学的观念是非常有大的，有能力的，有力量的。就是说，如果你在你的人生中所有的都是主耶稣的主宰，所以你的家庭里的一切的问题都没有。
But you'll never have a strong family life unless you have a strong personal life with Jesus.
所以呢，你永远不可能有一个很强壮的家庭，除非你和你的和主耶稣之间的关系非常强大。
Now I find this amazing truth because I've been to a lot of Christian bookstores and I say, where are the commentaries on the book of Colossians? And they say, well, we maybe have one. I say, where are the comments on a happy marriage? And they'll give you all kinds of them. What's wrong? They've got the, we put the phrase in English, they've got the cart before the horse.
所以呢，我是去了很多很多基督徒的书店。虽然我就是说，只给哥罗西书的那个解经书在哪里？他们说，哦，可能就一本。但是关于那个婚姻的关系呢，有很多很多。他说，我们这里很多，到处都是关于婚姻和家庭。那他们有什么问题？有什么毛病吗？他们是马车跑到马前面去了。
The logic is very simple. If you've got a really good horse, he can pull a bad cart.
这个逻辑是非常这样的。如果你有一个很好的马，他会把那个后面那个马车拖得很好的走。
If you've got a really good cart and a bad horse, you're not going anywhere.
所以呢，如果你有很好的一个马车，但是你却有一个很糟糕的马， 你到不了任何地方。
If your foundation with Jesus is right, the Lord will bless your family.
所以你跟主耶稣基督的这个基石如果是正确的，神会赐福你的家庭。
Very good. Then we go on to the relationship between servants and masters, and we get more detail now.
所以呢，然后我们下面跟着呢就是雇主和工人之间的关系，这里面我们有很多的细节。
Verse 22, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it, not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord.
第二节，你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像要讨人喜欢的，总要诚心诚实敬畏主。
So, the responsibility is you be a good servant when the boss is looking and even if he'll never know.
所以呢，这里讲的就是你做个很好的仆人，就算你的主人从来没有看见你的时候，你要去做好事。
All because the Lord is looking and he's keeping track.
所以呢，是因为呢，主在看着，主也记着。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men.
第二三节是无论做什么都要从心里做，像是做给主做的，不是给人做的。
Verse 24, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward.
第二四节说，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。
So, when you go to work, who are you working for?
那你工作的时候，你为谁工作？
And the answer is Jesus.
当然是为主工作。
And you may be working in a factory, you may be working in an office, you may be working at home, you may be working anywhere, doesn't matter who the boss is, Jesus is the ultimate boss.
因为不管你是在工厂里工作，或者是在办公室里工作，或者家里工作，不论你在哪里工作，最终的老板是主耶稣。
It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
是你这是在服侍主耶稣基督。
So what kind of a wage are you getting?
所以你得到什么样的工资呢？
Well, the answer is your boss may be giving you something.
所以答案是呢，你的肉身老板可能会给你点什么。
But it's the Lord who's going to be giving you a bonus or a loss at the end of the week or the end of the year or the end of life.
所以呢，就是说呢，主耶稣他会给你最终的赏赐，不管是在你的人生的结尾，还是在你的工作的结尾，还是在你所有的结束之前。
So I think there were times in my life when the Lord gave me some extra money.
所以我认为呢，在我的人生中呢，主耶稣给了我一些额外的钱。
And I sort of say to myself, now Lord, why would I get this extra money?
所以我跟主说，主啊，为什么我得到这些额外的钱呢？
And I think the Lord says, because you worked for Mr. So-and-so, and he didn't pay you enough, so I'll pay you some more.
因为我认为说，主说，你为谁谁谁工作，你没有得到你该得的工资，所以我把多差额补给你。
Oh, you say, Lord, that's very, very nice. Thank you very much.
我说，主啊，这是太好了，非常感恩。
And then you may go along, and you end up losing some money somehow.
所以那以后呢，你又在什么地方呢？可能你又亏了些钱。
And you say, Lord, why did I lose this money?
你跟主说，为什么我亏了这些钱呢？
And the Lord says, well, you were working for Mr. So-and-so, but he paid you too much. So I had to take some back.
所以主就跟他说，你为谁谁谁谁工作，他付你的工资太多了，所以我要拿些走。
Now, frankly, that's not as funny as it seems.It happens very often in life. We are working for Jesus. All the time, working for Jesus.
因为这个并不像看起来那么好笑，但是在生活中确实就是这么发生的。我们所有的人都是为了主耶稣基督工作。
We used to sing the little chorus when we were children. I'm not sure if I can remember all the words, but I'm going to try.
因为当我还是个小孩的时候，我们通常唱这样的歌。我不确定我会记得所有的歌词，但是我会尝试。
The words go like this. We are working day by day.
所以这个是这样的,
at our work and at our play.
所以我们每天, 天天工作, 我们也天天玩。
Building a house not made with hands.
所以建造一个房子, 并不是用手建的。
Something like following God's ordained plans.
因为这个呢, 是神呢, 他原先的计划。
Little builders, all are we, building for eternity.
因为我们这些所有的这些小小的建筑人呢, 都是为, 永恒来建造。
So it doesn't matter where you go to work in the morning, you're always going to work for Jesus.
你不管每天早上你到哪里去工作，你永远是为主工作。
Okay, that's very, very encouraging.
这是非常非常令人鼓舞。
And verse 25 now says, anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong. And there is no favoritism.
第六十五节说，那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
So, our God has many occupations.
因为我们的神呢，有很多很多的空职位。
And one of the things he is good at is he is a good accountant.
所以呢，神在一个方面非常好的呢，就是非常一个好的会计。
And he keeps a record of all our wages and all our expenditures. He keeps a record and he will one day make sure that all our accounts are balanced and fair.
因为呢，神呢，他记录了所有的我们的工资和所有我们的花销，他会把每一项都给我们平衡起来。 他所要做的最终是让一切都变得公平和有平衡。
Now, verse 4 then, chapter 4 then goes on, says, masters or bosses, provide your servants with what is right and fair, because you know that you have a master in heaven.
4章第1节就说，你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。So
again, the summary is very simple. If you're a boss, pay them right.
所以这个总结呢非常简单，如果你是个老板，你把该付的付给他们。Treat
your servants fairly.
把你的仆人公平的付钱给他们。
If you're a servant, work hard. Do your work for Jesus.
如果你是个仆人呢，你努力的工作，你是为主耶稣工作。
So again, the six relationships of life, all very simple, but they all flow from the fact that you have made Jesus great in your life. And if Jesus is great, Colossians 1, 2, and 3, then your interrelationships with others in life will be easy and simple.
所以呢，这里面这六条呢，是都是非常简单的，非常简单的呢。他们建立在这样一个关系下，如果你让主耶稣基督在你里面，是做主宰的，你就会说，所有的一切都会变得这样的顺利。就像在哥罗西斯第1章第2章说的，后面也讲到的，就是说这所有的一切都是非常简单的。
And then just a few concluding comments by the apostle to the Colossians. Number one, he says, I would like you to pray for me and for us. Verse
2. 保罗最后得出的一些结论和指导, 就是说, 在第二节说, 啊, 你们要恒切祷告, 在比,
continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
你们要恒切祷告, 在此警醒感恩。
Two things go along with prayer. One, the one thing we do is we pray, but we must also watch and we must give thanks.
因为两样事和祷告是在一起的。 当我们祷告的时候呢, 第一个我们要警醒, 第二个呢, 我们要感恩。
Now, one of the things we often do is we don't pray as we should.
所以呢, 有一件事情呢, 就是我们并没有像我们应该的祷告的那样去祷告。
On other occasions, we say, oh, all right, I'll pray, but we don't pray enough to watch and give thanks.
因为有一些情况下呢,我们说好吧,我们就来祷告。 但是我们祷告时呢,并没有警醒,也没有给出感恩。
So why would you watch when you pray?
所以为什么当你祷告的时候你要警醒呢?
So that you can see what happens.
所以你就会发现发生了什么?
If you forget what you prayed for, then you won't give thanks when it happens. You won't even know that it happened. You weren't watching.
所以呢,如果你忘记了为什么祷告,然后呢,你就不会去感恩,就不会去接着祷告,因为你已经忘记了,你不知道,你没有去看,你不知道发生了什么。
But if you're watching, you'll give thanks, and you'll be happy.
所以呢,如果你在看,你就是知道了,你就会献上感恩,你就会高兴。
So my friend used to be in a smaller assembly many years ago.
所以我的朋友呢,在很小的一个教会很多年前。
And in that particular assembly, the overseers would meet and they would pray about specific problems in the assembly.
因为在那个教会的那些督导长老呢,他们只是开会,开会来为他们教会的一些事祷告。
And they kept notes of what happened in their oversight meetings, and in particular, what they prayed for.
所以他们记下了,在他们那种长老会里呢,他们要祷告什么,发生了什么。Many
years later, my friend went back and read the notes.
所以很多年前呢,很多年以后,他的朋友回去,读到了他们那些笔记,会议记录。
What do you think he found?
你认为他发现了什么?
He said, I'm amazed. God answered all those prayers.
他说我非常惊奇,因为神回应了所有的那些祷告。
He said, number one, I'd forgotten that we prayed.
第一件呢,我忘了我们祷告,为什么祷告。
Number two, I hadn't been watching.
第二个呢,我并没有去观察。
And number three, I'd even forgotten to give thanks because I hadn't remembered that I'd prayed.
第三件呢是,我记得了去感恩,因为我已经记得了。
When you pray, watch. And watch for the answer. And when you get the answer, say hallelujah and give thanks.
所以呢,你当你祷告的时候呢, 你去注意神的应许,当你应了你的祷告以后呢,你说哈利路亚,献上感恩。
Now the question is, what do you pray for?
所以呢,问题是你为什么祷告?
And frankly, as we talked about earlier in the book of Colossians, we often pray for things that aren't really important.
因为呢,通常呢,我们祷告的是在我们, 哥罗西书前面所提到的，我们通常为一些非常重要的事情祷告。
God is gracious and he answers the prayers even if they aren't really important.
所以呢，神是非常有恩慈的，神一直就应许我们的祷告，就算那个祷告不是非常重要。
My friend told me this story once. I think he told it when he preached at 16th Avenue Chapel.
因为我的朋友告诉我这样一个故事，我认为他告诉我的时候，他当时在十六节教会讲道。
He said that he prayed one day with his children.
他说有一天呢，他跟他的孩子们一起祷告。
And he said, children, I want you to pray today that the Lord will help us as a family. You pray, I'm going to pray, and the Lord will help us. What would you want to pray for?
所以他跟他的孩子们说，孩子们，你们今天要祷告，你们祷告呢，为向神来帮助赐福我们这个家庭。你们祷告完了，我们也要，我也祷告。然后呢，你们想为什么祷告？
And they had three prayers. I'm trying to remember all three items. I might not get them all.
现在他们为三件事祷告，我试图把三件事都说出来，我可能记不住那有哪三件事。
One said, Daddy, I'm going to pray that the Lord will give me 25 cents.
其中一个说是爸爸，我要祷告，祷告是主会给我两毛五分钱。
The other child said, I want a pen, but I want a pen with different color ink in it. I want a pen like a multi-colored pen with red and green and blue and black. That's the kind of pen I want.
另外一个说呢，我想要一个圆珠笔。我想要这个圆珠笔呢，有不同的墨色颜色在里面。我想要的这个圆珠笔呢。
I can't remember what the third child wanted. I'm sorry, it's not coming to my memory.
因为他刚才讲那个笔呢，是说要红色、蓝色、黑色，还有一个黄色。他说他不记得第三件，那个孩子祷告什么，你们要原谅他的记忆。
So later that day, they were going for a walk. And as they were walking, they decided to take a shortcut across a wooded field.
所以呢，在那一天的稍后，他们祷告完，他们就去步行。步行的时候呢，他们决定抄个近路，从一个林子里面过去。
And so they were crossing the field. They saw a little bag of something at the side, and one of the children kicked the bag, and it ripped open.
因为他们在路上走的时候呢，看见那路边呢有一个包，他们其中的一个孩子呢就对那个包踢了一脚，踢出去以后，那个包就打开了。
The first boy who wanted something that I can't remember, it was in the bag.
因为你这非常惊奇的是呢，当他们看见打开那个包的时候呢，他们祷告的那个东西在那个包里。
And the other child said, that's 25 cents.
那个孩子说，这是有两毛五分钱。
The third child said, that's a pen with four colors in it.
另外一个说呢，那里有一个圆珠笔，有四种颜色。
And God can hear our prayers even when they're We wouldn't think they're very important. God says all your prayers are important.
因为我们有时候呢，我们要去为那些祷告，你认为是不重要的，但是神说，不对，那是非常重要的。
But in particular, this prayer is most important, verse 2.
所以呢，在第二节里，第四章第二节，这个祷告是非常重要的。
Verse 3, pray for us, too.That God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains.
所以第三节说也要为我们祷告求神给我们开传道的门能以讲基督的奥秘我为此被捆锁。
What do we pray for? Mostly we pray that the truth of God will go forth in power and in clarity to the people. We need the wisdom of God as we preach and teach.
所以呢，我们为什么祷告呢？当我们讲神的真理的时候，我们要带着能力，要清晰的讲给别人听。当我们讲道和教导别人的时候，我们要为此祷告。And
Paul says, "You pray for me because I want to." Where's the right words now? Pray that I may proclaim the truth of God clearly as I should.
所以呢，第四节说，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
People would say, oh, you don't need to worry about Paul. He'll preach everything fine. He's a good preacher. Everything will be, no.
你不要，人们通常说你不要为那个保罗担心，他是一个非常好的传道人，他是有一个大能传道人，你不要为他担心，保罗说不是这样。Paul
realizes that everything he preaches needs to have the grace and the wisdom of God behind it.
因为使徒保罗说呢，他所讲的一切都要有神的智慧和神的帮助在后面。
So Paul says, you pray for me so that I will preach wisely, verse 5, but for yourself, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity.
所以第五节继续保罗说，你为我祷告，你们要爱惜光明，用智慧与外人交往。
So be very, very easy for them to make mistakes or to fail to preach the word of God clearly.
对他们来说呢，是非常非常容易犯这样的错误，在讲神的道的时候，把这个神的道清晰的讲出来。Then
he says, let your conversation be always full of grace.
所以说呢，第六节就是说，你们的言语要常常带着和气。
And seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
好像盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。So
whenever we respond, we are to respond in grace, and we are to respond with a little bit of salt.
所以呢，当我们跟人谈话的时候呢，我们要带着和气，我们这个和气呢，要带着一点点盐。
Now, many of you are good cooks. Why do you put salt in food?
你们这些很多人都是一个很好的厨子，你为什么要把盐放在里头呢？
And the answer is to make it taste better.
当然是让它好吃一点。
And so as we're teaching the truth of God, we want to say it lovingly, graciously, and with a little bit of salt to make it taste even better.
一旦我们跟人传神的道的时候呢，我们要带着爱，我们要带着恩典，我们要加一点盐，这样呢，让我们的这些道传的，听起来、尝起来比较好。Now
sometimes though we try to do that, we don't always succeed.
有时候呢，我们 一直这么尝试去做，但是并不是每次都成功了。So
would you please be gracious when we say things that may not come across with grace and with salt? You be gracious and receive it, please, as it was intended not to be hurtful, but to be loving and kind.
那你们大家呢，听的人呢，也要带着和气，要带着恩典。 但是呢，当我们没有把这个话带着带着爱、带着和气、带着盐调和，让你听起来好听的时候呢，你就用你的友善和爱接受。
You pray for me because I need that wisdom too.
因为那个使徒保罗说：“你因为我祷告，我也需要这样的智慧。
And so you and I say, Lord, would you please help me? I want to always speak with grace and salt, and I may not always come across that way.
那你就会是说，主啊，求你帮助我。我也不是通常帮助我气，说话的时候带着和气，好像有言调和。我并不一定每次都会那样做。求主，你来帮助我。
All right, well, that's sort of the end of that section. Next week, we'll get into chapter 7, or to verse 7, rather, and we'll pick up the last of the wonderful themes in this book of Colossians.
今天我们就会从第七节开始，第四章第七节开始，我们可能会结束俄罗斯书的学习。
All right, anything else, any question as we finish off? We've got just a moment or two, but we might be able to answer something as we close today.
所以呢，大家有没有什么样的问题？因为我们可能有个一两分钟，在我们结束之前，可能给你一些答案。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll carry on by the grace of God next week. Remember, the children's group this afternoon at 3:30, and our Bible study and prayer at 7:30 tonight. May the Lord bless us.
所以我们来祷告，祷告呢，就是说我们下星期如果记得神的恩典，我们会继续。所以呢，今天呢，大家记住，在下午 3:30到4:30之间有Norma的那个儿童圣经学习，还有晚上的祷告会，所以请大家参加。
Lord, we've spent a lot of time on relationships today, how we get along with one another.
主要我们花了很多的时间来学习关于我们之间的关系，我们怎样和大家和睦相处。
And Lord, we don't always succeed. We don't always come across the way we should, and there are often strife in the family or even in the assembly of the people of God.
所以主要我们通常呢，我们并没有那么去做，我们做的时候并没有那么做得到。在我们中间呢，其实在家里有一些争斗，甚至在教会里，神的人之间也有一些争斗。
Lord, help us to say the right things and to do the right things.
你主要帮助我们去说正确的话，做正确的事儿。And
Lord, when we do what is wrong, may we have hearts of forgiveness and of mercy in order that the work of God can continue both in our hearts and in the hearts of those who hear.
主要当我们做错事的时候，我们祷告是我们内心有怜悯，有饶恕，有宽恕，这样呢，我们所有的神的工作在我们之间，在我们每个人的内心和其他人心中能够顺利的进行。Lord,
we cry to you on behalf of your people, on behalf of your assembly, that we might be able to be a colossus for your glory.
主啊，我们呼求，我们站在您的子民，站在您的那个教会上，我们所有的人，我们为此呼求，我们所有的人都成为一个巨人基督徒。Our
prayer, Lord, is that you will build us up and not tear us down.
我们的祷告是把我们建立起来，而不是拆毁。And
so we pray for your rich blessing upon us in these difficult times.
所以呢，我们祷告是您的丰丰富富的恩典，在这些困难的时候，降临在我们身上。So
Lord, we thank you. We look to you for blessing. Watch over us for good and build us up. We pray.
所以呢，我们看着您，我们求您帮助，在这样的时候建立我们，建造我们。And
we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Herod.
Thank you all. Lord bless you all.
Thank you.